This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I hope this is worth the wait. I want to show you something from the Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah. As I mentioned, literally one of the most stirring things I've ever seen. And when I saw it this morning, it brought me to tears. Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah, Parshas Vayeshev. The Parsha Hazois Merumas Kol Asidoi Shel Am Yisrael. In this Parsha, it's alluded the entire destiny of the Jewish people. Yosef Haben Shehaya Chaviv La'aviv Yoser Mikol Banav. Yosef was Yaakov's most beloved son. Altsuhu Lazoiv Es Aviv. They forced him to leave his father. Ve'eretz Mailadatai. And the land where he was born, the land of Israel, b'mivchar shenaisav, in his prime. Vayashlichu el eretz acheres b'dei uma shvela. They threw him into another land, into a lowly nation of the Egyptians. V'hishtadlu b'chol ho'emtsam la'abed zichrei. His brothers tried to eradicate his memory. They threw him in a pit. They sold him to Midianites, to Arabs, down to Ervas Haaretz, and no one ever escaped. Avoma Osoloi, with all of their efforts, what happened to Yosef? Adiraba, just the opposite. Kol Ma'oroisav, Shimshu, Siba, Laha'aloisoi, Almaroim, Piskas Ha'atzlacha. Whatever happened to him was the impetus to propel him to the unimaginable heights, to unimaginable success. V'chilkel es kol ha'aratzois b'shnois ra'avayn. He became the most powerful man in the world, and he sustained and upheld all of mankind. V'apayim eretz hishtachav aloi achar kach echav ba'atzmam. And the brothers themselves came and bowed with their face on the dirt to him. She'kol kach hishbi'uhu klimois nachoivim b'yisurim. To the so much he was able to put them in shame. V'chein yia gam im amenu hadal v'haratzas la'asid. So will be to our downtrodden people. Of all the nations of the world, we are the most beloved to our father, to Avinu Shebashamayim. And in our prime, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, when we had prophets, when we had kings, we were cast out to the lowliest of nations, to the most despicable of people. But the day will come, Az Kasher Yisgale Kvod Hashem, when Hashem's glory will be revealed, Yiru Kol Basar Yachdav, all of mankind will see, Ki Kol Hatlois V'Hapagam She'avru Aleinu, that everything we experienced, Begaluseinu, Shimshu Siba La'aliseinu, it served as the impetus to our success. Like the Navi Yeshaya says, V'amarta b'yayim ha'hu, Oidcha Hashem ki anafta bi. On that day we will say, I thank you Hashem that you were angry with me. Ki hakas v'hacharoinaf shenita chalaminu. All of the anger, all of the fury that has been poured out on Am Yisrael, hakol hoya l'toivaseinu. The day will come that all of mankind will recognize that it propelled us to unparalleled heights. The story of Yosef is the story of the Jewish people. And everything his brothers did to try to eradicate his memory only served to propel him to the greatest success that any human being ever reached. Yosef ruled the entire world. He supported the whole world. Hu hamashbir l'chol am ha'aretz. The day will come, we'll see all of the travails of history catapulted the Jewish people to unimaginable heights. That is the limud of Parshas Vayeshev according to the Chafetz Chaim. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.